As I was growing up, we had an old barn that was built back probably mid-1800s, and in it there were three box stalls. Each stall was a hay trough built on it in the front of it with also a small little wooden box of grain. Some of you probably can are familiar with that type of barn, can picture that type of a thing. Some of you, maybe you can't picture what I'm talking about at all. But you know, if you're familiar with that, the box stalls, the horses could come in, and we could put the hay in the grain, and we could have them tied. They could eat there, and we could give them grain. And when you entered the barn, you probably didn't pay much attention to those hay troughs that were built into the stall. It was just another part of the stables, part of the barn, and you probably didn't think too much about it at all. You know, as we consider the manger on Christmas Eve, you know, it was basically a feeding trough for sheep and other animals. And the one Jesus was laid in was more likely a small concrete trough that was used to feed, made of stone. And had you been in the stables of first century Israel, you probably wouldn't have paid any attention much to the trough. It was just something that was there, just a part of it, and you wouldn't have thought much about it at all. Feeding troughs were just common things of stables and barns. But now, for us, the manger is a significant part of our Christmas celebrations. We know what a manger is because of the angel's pronouncement, the story that we read in the book of Luke, and how the shepherds found Jesus lying in the manger just like they'd been told. And I don't doubt that most of you have in your house a nativity set up as some kind of a decoration someplace. And if the manger were missing, that's the central part of the whole nativity, and it would just, you know, totally mess up your nativity. You know, we have one up on the altar, and if the manger and Jesus weren't there, it would be kind of strange. If your nativity set, the manger and baby Jesus were missing, again, your nativity wouldn't seem right, because the manger became the central piece, because that's the place, the central part of the Christmas story. A common, ordinary object you would have overlooked prior to that has become a symbol for us of Christmas because of what it holds. The manger is a symbol of what can happen when Jesus resides in you. Prior to Christ being placed in the manger, it was just another one of those common, ordinary things. But when we look at a manger now, we remember that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God chose to reside in this world, and He didn't appear as a conquering king. He didn't appear as a giant superhero. But instead, He came to us as a baby, humble in His beginnings, a baby that would grow and live and understand everything that we face in this world. Not a God that was removed from all that goes on in this world. For us, He's just like a baby with outstretched arms, calling us, summoning us to come to Him. I think most of you've been around a fairly newborn baby, and you reach out and you take your finger and you try to play with his hands. And you love it when the baby reaches up and grabs hold of your finger, and you know, you kind of wiggle his arm back and forth, her arm back and forth. God wants you to reach out to Him because He's reaching out to you. You know, we're summoned to respond to Jesus Christ. Can you stretch out your hand to Christ and the Christ child and let Him grab hold of you? You know, when you do, when you reach out and you let the Christ child grab hold of you, that's God Himself holding on to you. It's not just another person, but it's God Himself holding on to you. And He holds on because He wants to bring you mercy and forgiveness. And he brings peace. He brings grace. He brings blessings. And he wants to place within us a light that shines in this very, very dark, unforgiving world. You know, when you feel lost in darkness, a light brings hope. He wants to reside in you and place a light in you to bring hope in the midst of the darkness. A light of hope that is ignited when we come close to him and we allow him to reside in us, just as he did in that manger years ago. You know, the common manger became a special symbol because the Christ child dwelt in it. You can become a special symbol when you allow the Christ child to dwell in you. And it's interesting that the announcement of the Christ child in our world came to common people. Common people. Shepherds. The pronouncement didn't come to the Herod or Quirinius that we read about. You know, the pronouncement didn't come to the upper class of Israel. Didn't come to the priesthood. It came to shepherds who were working at the time. They were on night watch. But God summons common people. People like you. Ordinary people. And he summons you to serve and worship an uncommon God. You know, we find in the manger that God is not done with this world. That's a statement that God says, I am not through with what I have created. Instead, I will come and dwell among you, and I will bring mercy and grace and forgiveness to this world. I'm not through with it yet. So we come to the manger. And as we come to the manger, you know, this is where the Christ child lives and dwells. And it's in the Christ, it's in the manger that we find Jesus, the bread of life, living. The very baby. The bread of life that would be broken eventually for us. You know, as we come to the manger, we also find the blood of the child racing through the veins. Life is in the blood. That's what the scripture tells us. But in the blood of Christ, we find the blood that will bring forgiveness, reconciliation, restoration. But we have to come to the manger. We have to come and participate with the bread of life. So I invite you to take a moment. Let's just close our eyes. And let's consider how we might approach this God that summons us to come into his presence. Heavenly Father, Lord, may we consider all that you give to us. Heavenly Father, may we find and discover the glory of your presence. Lord, we recognize that we are just common people. We recognize, Lord, that you are an uncommon God, that you would desire and want to be a part of us, that you would come and live among us. That you would take upon yourself the judgment that should be ours. So, Lord, as you changed a manger into something special, a special symbol, change us. Transform us. Help us, Father, to feel your presence, creating a light that we can take into this dark world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.